CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hi there, welcome to the Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Mountain. On this day 10 years ago, an incredible instrumental tune hit the radio internet airwaves. It is a song that was the theme song for the fantasy series Game of Thrones, which premiered on HBO in 2011, a series that is based on the novels written by George R.R. Martin, and this song, which was composed by German composer Ramin Djawadi, is an empowering song.
I found this on the web for as that is based on the novels written.
That was just Suri. Just ignore her. I wasn't even talking to her. She's so nosy. So, without further ado, to kick things off, here we have the Game of Thrones theme song. On this day in 2015, American jazz saxophone player, jazz composer, and musician John Coltrane was awarded a posthumous Special Citation Award by the Pulitzer Prize Board. And so, on that note, here we have a song from Coltrane, a song that was originally released on Coltrane Sound in 1964, Equinox.
Thank you. Take silence and make it be words. If you could take children and let them be heard. If you could take war and let it be peace, the sun would rise on a world. If you could take shame and let it be pride. If you could shine light on the places you hide. If you could bring soldiers back to their lovers' arms. The sun would rise on a peace. Gonna help it come true.
Beautiful tune was from folk singer out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, Bonnie St. Croix. The tune was You Are the Reason, off her 2011 CD, Canadian Girl. Also on this day, in 1964, the Ford Motor Company unveiled its new Mustang model at the New York World's Fair. This car was immediately popular, inspiring much competition, and was produced in the USA for the next 9 years. And so, in honor of the Mustang car, I have a song that was released 24 years later by American singer-songwriter Tracy Chapman. Here we have, off Chapman's 1988 album, Tracy Chapman with Fast Car.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal, maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him, she wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him, so I quit school and that's what I did. You get a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. Be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Going back a few years to high school, when Fleetwood Mac hit the scene with their smash hit Dreams on their award-winning LP, released in 1977, I was a girl in high school, and this song just blew me away. It was an amazing song that was so empowering. Well, that was 1977. That's like 43 years ago. Well, who would have thought the song has made a comeback? Actually, the album Rumors has made a comeback. Who would have thought that lightning could strike twice? Last year, amid and despite COVID, Rumors hit the airwaves, making it to number 2 on the RS-100. Their smash hit Dreams was written by Stevie Nicks in about 10 minutes. And although the tune was not instantly liked by the rest of the band, Nicks just had a feeling about it, and she was right. Well, for old time's sake and for recent record-breaking hit singles, here it is now. Of their 11th studio album, a song that sold more than 1 million copies, reaching the top spot in the Billboard Hot 100. And as I said recently, it's breaking records again. Let's go to that now. Dreams.
Listen carefully to the sound.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. And in this time of COVID, this recording is coming to you from Commercial Drive in East Van. As many of you know from listening to the news and perusing the internet, the royal family has been in the news a lot as of late. First with Harry and Meghan's explosive Oprah interview, and now with the passing of Prince Philip on April 7th. In being that Canada is a Commonwealth country, I have grown up always being aware of the goings-on with the royal family. Something I recall dating back to the spring of 2009, the RCMP presented Queen Elizabeth II with the gift of George, an RCMP service horse. Imagine that, eh? Giving the Queen a horse. I wonder how it got on the plane. I wonder how it got through customs. On that note, to salute the Canadian trio, the Arrogant Worms, off their 1997 CD, Live Bait, here we have...
It's a nice little dance number if you want to, you know, kick up your heels. When I was a kid, I wanted to grow up and be a cop in a province, town, or county. I thought it would be great if someday I could only ever be a Mountie. I wanted to beat up crooks and make arrests because that's part of the profession. But now I sit on my horse and tell American tourists the parliament's in session. I really don't look good in red, and my stupid hat flies off my head in every parade. I'm young and strong and have no fear, but now I'm spending my career in motorcades.
Keep it moving.
I want to enforce the law. I want to wear normal clothes. I don't want to have to smile for a diplomat's home videos. I'm good at working real hard. I should have joined the Coast Guard. Oh no, the RCMP is not the life for me.
Come on, everybody, dance like me.
I used to think that a Mountie had to be honest, loyal, humble, strong, and thrifty. But even though we don't break ranks, we get no thanks. They took us off the 50.
Dollar bill.
On Sussex Drive in hallowed halls, we act like guards in shopping malls. It's such a pain.
Now come on in, they're sleeping.
Like someone's plotting the assassination of the Minister of Sports and Recreation. Oh, that's insane. Sometimes I just want to puke on Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. Dudley Do-Right, such a jerk. Though he tries with all his heart, my horse couldn't catch a shopping cart. Some days I hate to go to work. I want to enforce the law. I want to wear normal clothes. I don't want to have to smile for a diplomat's home videos. Good at working real hard. I should have joined the Coast Guard. Oh no, the RCMP is not the life for me.
Hey, Chester, come over here.
What's that, Bill?
Look what I found over here.
Oh, he's one of them there beef eaters. Gonna do a change in the guard. Tell us all about Charles, Diana, Camilla, Parker, Bowling Ball, and little horsey guy.
We ain't in England. We're in Canada.
Canada. He's a hockey player.
No, he's a Mountie.
He's a Mountie. Mountie. Sing the Mountie song.
The Mountie song?
Yeah, from the movie.
Okay.
I'm a Mountie.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world
When I'm calling you.
When I'm calling you.
Higher, think more north,
When I'm calling you.
You suck.
Yeah, you're a crummy Mountie. You know, we came all the way from Buffalo, New York, and that's a long way from Canada. We want to see ourselves Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, maybe Regina, Saskatoon, maybe Halifax this afternoon if and we got time. We want to see ourselves a real Mountie, and a real Eskimo, and a real igloo. We're going to buy a soapstone carving. We're going to take a shower with it by the light of the northern lights.
Yep.
you listen here, Yankee punks, you better back off because I've got a gun here and I'm not afraid to use it. So
oh, got yeah, a gun. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, he's gonna squirt us.
Yeah, go one gun.
Yeah. Well, how many guns you got?
I got 10.
I got 14. That's 21.
But where do you keep that many guns?
In our tank.
You have a tank?
We didn't walk here.
Long way.
Where would you get a tank?
Walmart.
Oh.
I want to enforce the law. I want to wear normal clothes. I don't want to have to smile for a diplomat's home videos. Good at working real hard. I should have joined the Coast Guard. But no, the RCMP is not the life for me. Oh, no, it's not the life for me. Oh, no, it's not the life for me. RCMP.
Was written by Smokey Robinson, Warren Pete Moore, and Marv Tarplin, was recorded by Linda Ronstadt in 1975 and released on her album Prison in Disguise. Next, we have a song from a Canadian trio, The Sojourners. It is a song that represents a long tradition of Black American freedom songs that use train images. The song was written by Curtis Mayfield and originally recorded in 1964 by Mayfield and the Impressions.